Lawmakers will announce tomorrow the next competition in the U.S. Cyber Challenge. It's a program the government hopes will create a new generation of cybersecurity experts. The new program, Cyber Foundations, it's aimed at individual high school students. The Navy will provide full college scholarships to the winners. Alan Poller is the director of research at the SANS Institute, and he says there's already a competition for teams of high school students, but it's important to give all kids the opportunity to compete.
It's the first individual high school program. So there have been some high school team programs, but to play the team programs, you have to have a team coach and you have to get organized and have a whole support structure. This is an individual high school program, so any kid in any high school can play. And the reason that matters is we're finding that the schools that already have technical programs aren't the only place you find these very bright kids. One of the winners in NetWars was a 16-year-old who went to a high school that had absolutely no computer courses. So we wanted to have a program that would be open to all American kids, and it's working.
The U.S. Cyber Challenge is a nationwide talent search and skills development program to help fill the ranks of cybersecurity professionals. It's run by a not-for-profit organization called the Center for Internet Security. The program, entirely online, provides 2 weeks of educational tutorials that culminate in a virtual competition. There are competitions for high school teams, colleges, professionals already in the workplace. Poller says it's important for schools to join the program because teachers, they're not equipped with the knowledge to teach these skills in the classroom. He says the Cyber Challenge meant to complement the classroom learning, much like athletics.
The kids who do well at it get these wonderful letters from the governor of their state. That goes a long way in their college package. This is not just a kind of a fun learning experience. This is a real boost to their collegiate opportunities. And even more important to some of the kids is that the skills that are being taught are among the most sought after in industry. They're not just security skills, but they're also system administration and networking skills that are really in high demand in industry. It both helps them with school and it helps them with career opportunities.
Alan Poller says the U.S. has a radical shortage in very technical cybersecurity personnel. He says we need about 20,000 experts who can find cyber attacks and stop them. Right now, only about 1,000. Poller says the new program is one of the best ways to start filling this gap. Schools in Maryland, California, Delaware, Texas, Minnesota, Rhode Island. Well, they've already registered. He says it's very easy for schools to sign up. They don't even have to pay. It's our favorite four-letter word, free.
The only thing the states have to do is get their high schools registered so that when a young person signs up, he or she's associated with a school. That way we can give rewards to schools that have a lot of kids. The only thing a state has to do is find the person in the State Department of Education who can coordinate this and help get the knowledge to the school so they can get registered. Then any of the kids from those schools that register can play. Five of the states got grants. Other states are getting corporate support to play in the competition.
Several members of the Congressional Cybersecurity Caucus will be promoting the program in their respective states. Congressman Mac Thornberry of Texas even recorded a YouTube video asking kids to protect our country and take the challenge. You can find much more on our website, federalnewsradio.com/DoraBeck Insider, or just go to DoraBeckInsider.com and tune in for your cybersecurity update. Afternoons at 30 minutes past the hour, and it's brought to you by Tripwire. 35 past the hour. One thing we wanted to point you to, our internet editor, Jolie Lee, has pulled together a number of resources around the WikiLeaks situation. And in fact, in a couple minutes, we're going to talk to Patrice McDermott from OpenTheGovernment.org. They, along with a number of other open government advocates, have actually written a letter to the Office of Management and Budget expressing concerns about some of the actions that the White House has taken regarding the WikiLeaks leaks. And did you see Julian Assange, the founder of WikiLeaks, the head of WikiLeaks, on 60 Minutes last night? Kind of interesting conversation. In our household, the discussion really evolved around, okay, is this guy good for is the world better with WikiLeaks or without WikiLeaks? in a very interesting conversation. We'd love to have you join the discussion, and so Jolie Lee has pulled together a number of resources. We have the 60 Minutes interview. You can see that in case you missed it. Also, an interesting piece in the National Journal about the WikiLeaks revolt. A lot of connection between in Tunisia, Egypt. National Journal says the current popular unrest in the Arab world has a lot of lessons for Washington. Michael Hirsch writes that undoubtedly one of the most jarring, the leak of simple series of cables from a U.S. ambassador in an obscure country may have done more to inspire democracy in the Arab world than did a bloody, decades-long trillion-dollar war effort orchestrated by the United States. WikiLeaks, are we better off with it or without it? Interesting conversation, interesting. I'm fascinated by this, and I think open government, a lot of stuff. We're still learning so much, aren't we? And so it'll be interesting to see some of the things we'll talk about with Patrice McDermott just ahead. And part of the question is, okay, what? Certainly, everybody acknowledges that we need to have certain private discussions, but look at the power of some of these words and what it's done around the world. We don't know where it's going to end up yet. We're still watching, but fascinating to watch. You can find all of the resources. You can find them linked up right there on the Dora Beck Insider must-read list, DoraBeckInsider.com or federalnewsradio.com/DoraBeckInsider.